My own view is that the entire process of the unfolding of a universe system is a matter of the natural law of causality. I envision karma coming into the picture at two points. When the universe has evolved to a state where it can support the life of sentient beings, its fate becomes entangled with the karma of the beings who will inhabit it. More difficult, perhaps, is the first intervention of karma, which is effectively the maturation of the karmic potential of the sentient beings who will occupy that universe, which sets in motion its coming into being. The ability to discern exactly where karma intersects with the natural law of causation is traditionally said to lie only within the Buddha's omniscient mind. The problem is how to reconcile two strands of explanation. First, that any universe system and the beings within it arise from karma, and second, that there is a natural process of cause and effect which simply unfolds. The early Buddhist texts suggest that matter on the one hand and consciousness on the other relate according to their own process of cause and effect, which gives rise to new sets of functions and properties in both cases. On the basis of understanding their nature, causal relations, and functions, one can then derive inferences for both matter and consciousness that give rise to knowledge. These stages were codified as four principles: the principle of nature, the principle of dependence, the principle of function, and the principle of evidence. The question, then, is, are these four principles, which effectively constitute the laws of nature according to Buddhist philosophy, themselves independent of karma, or is even their existence tied to the karma of the beings that inhabit the universe in which they operate? This issue is analogous to the questions raised in relation to the status of the laws of physics. Can there be a completely different set of laws of physics in a different universe, or do the laws of physics as we understand them hold true in all possible universes? If the answer is that a different set of laws can operate in a different universe system, this would suggest, from a Buddhist perspective, that even the laws of physics are entangled with the karma of the sentient beings that will arise in that universe. How do Buddhist cosmological theories envision the unfolding of the relationship between the karmic propensities of sentient beings and the evolution of a physical universe? What is the mechanism by which karma connects to the evolution of a physical system? On the whole, the Buddhist Abhidharma texts do not have much to say on these questions, apart from the general point that the environment where a sentient being exists is an environmental effect of the being's collective karma shared with myriad other beings. However, in the Kalachakra texts, close correlations are drawn between the cosmos and the bodies of the sentient beings living in it, between the natural elements in the external physical universe and the elements within the bodies of the sentient beings, and between the phases in the passage of the celestial bodies and the changes within the bodies of the sentient beings. The Kalachakra presents a detailed picture of these correlations and their manifestations in the experience of a sentient creature. For example, the texts speak of how solar and lunar eclipses may affect the body of a sentient being through changing patterns in breathing. It would be interesting to subject some of these claims, which are empirical, to scientific investigation. Even with all these profound scientific theories of the origin of the universe, I'm left with questions, serious ones. What existed before the Big Bang? Where did the Big Bang come from? What caused it? Why has our planet evolved to support life? What is the relationship between the cosmos and the beings that have evolved within it? Scientists may dismiss these questions as nonsensical, or they may acknowledge their importance but deny that they belong to the domain of scientific inquiry. However, both these approaches will have the consequence of acknowledging definite limits to our scientific knowledge of the origin of our cosmos. I am not subject to the professional or ideological constraints of a radically materialistic worldview. And in Buddhism, the universe is seen as infinite and beginningless, so I'm quite happy to venture beyond the Big Bang and speculate about possible states of affairs before it.